This is program number LW2680. Well, I've got a story for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. It's a true one. It's about a man named John Griffith. He was born way back in the 1920s, and his childhood ambition was to travel. He wanted to go places, he wanted to see things, and he fantasized about it frequently. But when the Great Depression of 1929 came, his ambitions crashed with it. So as the howling winds turned Oklahoma, his native state, into a dust bowl, that young man, John Griffith, with his wife and only child, packed their belongings into an old car and headed out, trying to find a way to make a living somewhere else. They made their way to Missouri, where John finally found a job. He went to work as the controller of a great railroad bridge spanning the Mississippi River. Each day at certain hours, he was responsible for raising this massive bridge so that barges and other ships might make their way down the broad Mississippi under it. At other times during the day, he would lower the bridge so that the great freight and passenger trains could rush across it. Now, John liked his new job, but he often wondered what faraway places these people were going to. Well, in the summer of 1937, John took his 8-year-old son, Greg, with him to work. It was the first time that Greg went with his dad to work. Well, little Greg was understandably excited at the great railroad bridge. As he would watch the trains roar across the bridge, he excitedly would take it all in. There wasn't anything he missed. He liked watching his dad pull the right levers, letting down the bridge one time and then raising it up the next. Well, John took his little boy to the observation deck and told him that there he could watch the boats and trains go by better. At noon, John raised the bridge up to allow for some ships that were coming, and since there would not be a train for some while, he made his way along the catwalk to the observation deck himself. There he opened his brown bag, and he and Greg ate lunch. All of a sudden, he was startled by the shrieking of a train whistle in the distance. A train whistle? The bridge was up. He quickly looked at his watch. It was 1:07. He had forgotten the express for Memphis. With 400 people on board, it would be roaring across the bridge in only a few moments. He leaped from the observation deck to the catwalk and raced back toward the control tower. He placed his hand upon the massive iron controls and started to close the bridge. Then he glanced down under the bridge to see if there were any ships beneath it, and when he did, a sight caught his eye that brought his heart leaping into his throat. Greg had slipped from the observation deck and had fallen into the great gears that operated the bridge. Greg's left leg was caught in the cogs of the two main gears. John knew that if he pushed the lever, his son would be ground between 4 tons of whining, grinding steel. What would he do? His mind whirled in a panic. There was no way he could free his son before the train would be up on the bridge. Again, the train whistle shrieked. He could hear the clicking of the locomotive wheels and rapid puffing of the approaching train. There were 400 passengers on that train. 400. What was that dad to do? That was his little boy out there. What would he do? He knew what he had to do. He heaved the lever of the massive gears, and the Memphis Express thundered across the bridge. As the train was passing by, John lifted his face, smeared with tears, and looked into the passing windows of the train. Businessmen were reading their afternoon paper. Conductors were looking at their large vest pocket watches, and finely dressed ladies sipped coffee in the dining car. Children pushed long spoons into dishes of ice cream. No one noticed. With wrenching agony, John Griffith cried out to the steel train, "I sacrificed my son for you. Don't you care?" Nobody heard, and the train rushed by. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." It also says, "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free, right before it, in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.